Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Even the most ardent supporters of President George W. Bush will likely admit that conservation has not been high on his executive agenda for the past 8 years. Granted, there have been major distractions such as the war on terror, and most recently the economic meltdown that would have sidetracked the greenest of leaders. His policies, though, reflect an ultra-conservative viewpoint when they did not have to. And please note that the terms conservative and conservation are ironically and diametrically opposed in this context. An example would be the nearly complete stoppage of land acquisition for national parks and national wildlife refuges, even from willing sellers, in spite of there being an existing dedicated pot of money that can be used only for that purpose. However, President Bush's environmental legacy will be measured against his administration's positions on higher profile issues. These include the rejection of the Kyoto Protocol, the interference with climate change science, the declaration that carbon dioxide is not a pollutant, and the general reluctance to accept global warming as a human-facilitated phenomenon. The administration weakened regulations governing air pollution and denied states' requests to set tough vehicle emission standards. Millions of acres of public lands were open to oil and gas drilling with no provision to actually produce needed minerals anytime soon. On a rare positive note from an environmental perspective, the administration established the world's largest marine conservation area in the Pacific Ocean. President-elect Obama's environmental platform is robust and includes significant cuts in greenhouse gases, the development of clean energy technology, and raising vehicle fuel economy standards. But his agenda will soon engage the treacherous world of partisan politics. None other than Republican President Teddy Roosevelt showed that championing the environment doesn't have to be a one-party platform, and that a determined leader can make great strides in that arena. History will record Mr. Obama's conservation successes or failures, no less than those of President Bush.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.